Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
And the investigation is underway here at the studio.
So stupid.
What?
Maybe it was Diddy who did it. He seems to be jacking up everybody's ass right now, man. Maybe it was Diddy.
I mean,
I don't know, man. Like, I just want, you know, every day if I get a coffee while I'm doing the show, you know, before the show, whatever, I'm fine. I come in, it's a normal thing. Get your coffee, come in, you do the show.
Yep.
And somebody jammed it up. Like, it's all jammed up.
Who jammed it up?
I have no idea. It's just, I don't know. It looks like some shenanigans involved, though. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, this show's got the term cup of Joe in it, and we can't even get a cup of coffee right now. No cup of Joe because somebody, some violent individual decided it was okay to assault the coffee maker.
It's like the package or the package you put in there, it's like they forced it in there. Like, I'm going to get this coffee.
It's like kids with those blocks.
With this one. Now. What, coffee.
What do you mean the triangle doesn't go in the square?
Bro, I tried, like, how you say it when you take it
dismantle?
Apart? Dismantle? Is that what you say? I don't know.
Disassemble,
the right way.
Probably.
Disassemble.
Some
there
would
go.
Say yeah. Dismember, but nah, whatever
dismember
you want to call
it. A little different than that. I know that saying. I know, you're right. What you said, Q, whatever it was you just said. Disassemble. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So I pull all the different parts, you know, apart to be able to do it, and it's literally like you're going to have like pliers or something like that to get it out the way they jammed it in there. So.
Can we go through the list of
who we
suspects?
Might think it is?
Yeah.
Did it work yesterday? So it worked yesterday. So somewhere between yesterday and today. So now we've got to go ahead and.
So where does Rob Parker sit on the list for you guys?
Ooh.
I mean, was Rob in here yesterday?
Well, here's the thing is I know the Jason Smith show goes through like 8 cups of coffee.
Oh. Oof.
I mean,
in the course of four.
We out here drafting.
Trevino and Rich,
huh?
they're too nice. It couldn't be them.
It definitely was a violent.
Great point, man.
There had to be a violent action connected
to what
took place.
I don't think either of them would do it. They're
so
you're
trying
nice.
To say Jason and Mike are grumpy old men? Somebody just got in that joint like, all I wanted was my gut. Dang. Coffee.
I don't know. Yeah, that's.
Because that's what it feels like took place is that it looked like it's like beat in there. Like it was some violence involved.
Well, it's also, I think it points to. Like, sometimes the classics just work better than the new stuff. You know what you can never have that happen with? An old school pot of coffee.
That's the first thing I did was look around to see if there was any.
Yeah. That's the way it should be done.
Don't distract the conversation from the suspects to your whole pot of coffee BS.
Well, he's a snob by some means because he never you never used that. You never get coffee here.
Oh God, no! It's beneath me. No, yeah, no, right? No. Yeah, no, yeah. No, that, no, no.
Well, I'm glad we're being honest.
Please. No, absolutely not. That will not be done. I mean, unless they want to sponsor the show. If you want to sponsor the show, that's fine. You know, we'll make it
happen.
Hey,
boys,
but
we got a day today. Yeah. We got a day of activities today, huh?
What is it?
Opening day.
All right, yes.
Yeah, Major League Baseball opening. Hey, only 161 more, guys.
Yeah. Okay, you don't get fired up for opening day? Like,
that was,
yeah. All
that
the
was
hope
a hell
in the world.
Of a pivot from – the degenerate coffee.
I'm just trying
maker,
to stay
man.
Positive.
Well,
here,
we, you know,
and you know what? We should.
The investigation is ongoing, and so we will have further developments on that if we get any answers. But it is opening day, and it's a huge day because there's a lot of teams out there who have just a little bit of hope right until
$1
first
hot
pitch.
Dog day.
One maybe right until first pitch, and they realize, yeah, our team still stinks. So yeah. We've got no hope whatsoever.
Yeah. What about the Sweet 16? That's today, too.
Yeah,
how about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Four games tonight, boys.
Why do that tonight?
Woo!
Why do that to people like us? You know, doesn't make sense.
It's by the way, it's a little bit just peel back the curtain here. I feel like they're.
Oh, really?
I feel like.
What curtain are you talking about?
I feel like, you know, I could use some support here. Because.
You need some curtain pulling support?
Dang. Because I feel like there's sort of a lack of respect
Dang.
For the mutilation
Dang.
That I have put together.
What?
No, not the curtain stuff.
Okay, all right. All right. I didn't know where you was at right now. Like, you just Damn. Going deeper and deep? What?
What's wrong
Oh,
with
my
you?
God.
Well, first of all, no, I ain't. Secondly. Secondly,
that's stupid.
Secondly, we're talking about the tournament, and
oh, okay.
Again, you know, tip of the spear guy here, right at the top of the bracket challenge, and I
I'm
feel like
catch
there's,
you. I feel confident that I'm going to catch everybody.
I feel like there's the hope that I am caught by somebody.
I feel like
a lot
I'm
of
like,
shade. I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah? I see what you're saying. This is all because, excuse me, because I asked if we should be rooting for you.
Well, yes.
I'm going to catch him. I'm
well,
in,
no,
I'm
not
in
even
great
catch
pole
them.
Position.
I it was more of just the question of like, things seem to be more entertaining when Jonas loses.
Oh,
probably.
That's what makes it entertaining that he's winning, though.
Because he's going to lose.
Yes. it's inevitable.
Here's the question: Is who do you have winning, LeVar?
Me.
Yeah. Who's winning in your bracket?
Me. Boy,
you're missing the question. In your bracket, who's winning the national championship?
I don't get it.
You mean like which
team? Yeah, I don't even remember.
North Carolina.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and, Jonas, who do you have?
Because there was some confusion about who.
They're saying it was UConn.
Yeah,
he put UConn in, which UConn is looking real good
now.
Yeah,
he is probably going to win that.
Did you take UConn?
No, I got Houston.
Yeah,
I told you.
Oh, yeah, Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Jonas is going to fall apart.
I got
yeah.
Houston over Arizona because, you know, they're the Houston Cougars, and Arizona is the home of a lot of those. And so I thought, you know, it'd be appropriate. Houston over
Who
Arizona.
Who do I have UNC beating? Kentucky?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But my side, that side of the bracket is still relatively not bad. I just don't have UK. That's all.
Yeah.
Right?
That's kind of a big one, though.
It's a big one. But I had.
I don't want to have to go off on a rant.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, they've already confirmed that he's coming back.
Yeah.
So
it's good news.
Way to go, Wildcat fans.
Listen, the guy brought you a national title just like it seemed like yesterday. And so the idea
DeMarcus Cousins yesterday. Is looking for you. It's out there. You know, he's saying that everybody who said that he needs to go, I'm coming for y'all. I'm looking for y'all.
That's fine. I mean, he hasn't watched their basketball team the last 10 years now.
Dang.
By the way, why is he pissed off? His,
you know, the other thing
his
was is,
Kirk
is
got a new deal.
So the buyout's $33 million. And, you know, just so people understand how buyouts work, sometimes, like, if there's not a lump sum to be paid on a specific date, it's paid over the duration of the rest of the contract. So there's a thought that, like, oh, well, the buyout's not really the most prohibitive part of this because – you know, they can pay it out. I think he's got like 5 years left. So they would pay roughly a little over $6 million a year. And I think it actually would be monthly payments. So break it down further, it'd be like $500,000 a month for the next 5 years if they wanted to pay this off, if they wanted to buy him out. And you know, there's some folks out there like, you know, that's more feasible than people realize. It's like, well, yeah, but I hope people understand, too, when universities buy out a coach, because not only do you have to have the money to fund the buyout in future years or that one-time lump sum, but you also have to have the funds to then pay the next guy coming in. Like, you also have to have both. So it would be more than $33 million. And the other thing is, when you do have a buyout, many of the universities want to have that money in hand. So if someone's committing to, you know, donate whatever to the university to buy out this coach, right, so they can move on to the next guy, they want those funds in hand. They're not going to take it like year by year. Now they might. They might take a commitment letter like that. But the problem is like 2-3 years into this, let's just say hypothetically they did buy out John Calipari. They fired him and moved on. There might be a guy who's like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm paying about $6 million a year, and I don't want to pay for this anymore. I'm kind of tired of this. I don't like the next guy you guys hired. I don't want to support you guys right now. You can always fall victim to that. So that's the tough part is I think there's a thought that, like, hey, his buyout wasn't that prohibitive from them moving on from him. No, it was. It's $33 million after 5 years of being under this contract. That's a really high number. Usually after 5 years of a contract, the buyout's not that big within it. But it goes to show you the commitment that Barnhart, their athletic director there, had made to John Calipari and really kind of this quote-unquote lifetime contract in UK. Because in an instance where they want to move on, it's really hard to financially.
So what's the percentage of UK fans that want him out and ones that are like, hey, guy got hot from three, Cinderella story, et cetera, et cetera.
I have no idea. Like, I mean, all the ones that I know all want him out. They're all like, this has been going on far too long. I have stated a very simple case and facts of between recruiting, the lack of development, the lack of success in conference ball, tournament ball, whatever you want to point to. I mean, the one thing that Kentucky's hanging its hat on is moving, you know, taking players from high school to the NBA, which is that's great. But you could also make a case that that might happen regardless when you're getting the top one or two classes in high school recruiting anyway. Like, how much development really goes on with a year of basketball at the college level? And the question even further becomes, well, why is that the prerogative? Why is that the goal? That doesn't help the University of Kentucky. That helps the player and their families, and that's great. But that should be a byproduct of the success that you have at the college level. Wow. So, again, I know I've gone off on this for, like, the past week.
Got to get it out.
I'm sure everyone's tired of hearing it. But I think it also applies to football, basketball, other sports as well. It's not just Kentucky. It just happens to be Kentucky at this point in time.
Well, it's like Jimbo Fisher got what, $78 million? Like, they were just
in his case, he had a lump sum of 20 that was due like right after once they decided to fire him.
Dang.
And then he gets, you know, payments equal amounts, you know, moving forward to the through the duration of the rest of that deal.
We ain't heard nothing from Jimbo Fisher.
No.
Don't need to.
No.
And he's sitting there just collecting.
In his deal, he did not have offsets. So if he went to go coach somewhere else, he'd still be owed the money. In this case, John Calipari does have offsets. So if he did go to coach somewhere else, that would reduce the amount that Kentucky would have to pay him.
Also, Jimbo could double dip somewhere if he wanted to.
I believe so. Awesome. If my recollection is correct, yeah.
Hmm. Well, look, we are going to have a fun show here. We're going to try and steer clear of the negative stuff, but I'm sure it'll pop up at some point or another. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio.
Up.
You got to get this out of your system, you know? Like, I mean, you can't get a damn cup of coffee this morning, but you got to get that out of your system.
I'm in my mind thinking of, like, ways and strategies to get a cup of coffee. Just don't know.
So Jonas doesn't bring you, like, a backup cup of coffee?
No, Jonas is pretty selfish dude, man.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. He acts like he's a cool dude, but he's actually really like a selfish mother effer.
I mean, I do have an idea.
I wish that Lorena had the the bleep out noise. You know, I said, you know, you want me to tell you what he is? He's a bleeping bleep, bleep, bleep.
I mean,
bleep,
there is there's a 7-Eleven right around the corner. You just got to fight through all the drug addicts in the parking
lot. You know, that is very true.
Oh, said Lee. Lee seems to fight us.
I'll bet during a commercial break, you could probably get there and back easily.
That's called
Lee. What would you say to that group of guys to help you get a cup of coffee?
And be like, you guys got an extra sandwich?
You got the stuff?
They're called
hey,
free.
Man.
They're called hey man.
Remember those guys at the racetrack that were eating sandwiches in front of the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, you did. We didn't go, but yeah, you told us about it. That's free security though. You do know that, right? That's why they're allowed to hang out in front
those
of.
Those were the nicest. Guys I've ever met.
Yeah, they watched because, you know, like this hour of the time of the night, you know, the guy who runs the 7-Eleven, they'll go out and have a smoke or something like that. They'll leave the store. They'll leave it unmanned. And those people watch the store.
Yeah, it's also customer repellent, though, because, you know, maybe
that's well, that's
what I was thinking.
It's security.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't want nobody in there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Lee, what would it sound like?
Hey, man.
That's way too good. Way too naturally.
He's so nice.
We're going to have to work with Lee if he loses this job, boy.
He'll be like, Lee, yeah,
isn't that Lee out front?
Because he just sounds so nice.
Is that Lee out front?
You guys need some coffee?
Dang, Lee was just with us 2 years ago. God dang, Lee.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports entertainment like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who could help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
One more time.
Hey, why was Steph Curry crying when Draymond Green got kicked out of the game last night?
Because
like
he's tired of
in.
People picking on him.
He wasn't crying.
I think he was.
Oh.
Like he was
he
wiping
something in his eye.
Oh, well, it's a little odd. But what's the surprise? Draymond Green got ejected from a game 4 minutes in.
Like 4 minutes in. Like,
boy, what
got
a stunner.
Two technicals and was ejected.
Yeah, like 4 minutes in. Boy, there's a just a stunning development. Draymond
I've got
Green.
An idea for an NBA basketball show is mic up Draymond and let's hear like every single time he gets ejected what he said.
Well, they somebody
I would love to know exactly what was said.
Well, somebody did some lip reading last night and his parting shot to the official was... Well, the acronym is BAN.
Oh,
say that.
Okay.
So can't you can you probably lip read for yourself.
B.I. was the first one. S was the second one.
I'm not going to. absolute refusal. But
and Beverly Hills.
I'm sorry.
What, didn't they make a movie about?
I don't know.
Karate. In Beverly Hills?
I'm not quite sure.
But you put on the black uniform and you know, you like look like Shinobi?
Maybe.
Okay.
Could be. By the way, some guy wrote
have
in.
Have you ever found yourself saying that?
Me saying it?
Yeah. Have you ever found yourself saying that
no.
to somebody?
Oh. I'm still here, aren't I? Yeah. So no, that would be no.
What'd they say?
I wouldn't be here. By the way, some guy wrote in. His name's Walt.
What did Walt say?
He needs to pick a Major League Baseball team. He said, for what it's worth, I'm a Browns fan, so I'm used to the suffering. Anybody got any ideas on which MLB team he should root for?
I mean, I would tell him to root for the team that we used to root for in Cleveland, but they changed their names. Mm. So, now the name's kind of odd.
Don't tell him to root for the Guardians?
It just doesn't sound – it's just –
doesn't feel the same, man.
It's not the same.
The Gargoyles.
The logo's not the same. The unis aren't the same. It's like the Guardians. Hey, it's the Guardians, you know? Guardians in the ninth inning. I don't know.
Major League would have felt a lot different watching that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's something about it. It doesn't seem the same. So, like, some other teams are out. Look, LeVar, I know you're a longtime Pittsburgh Pirate fan. You know, the Pirates are a possibility. But can a Cleveland guy root for a Pittsburgh team?
I was a Nationals fan.
No. That's off. You don't want to root for a Pittsburgh team if you're a Cleveland guy.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now.
What about the Reds?
Now, the Reds, that would be a consideration. I don't know, though. I mean, same thing, though. You had the Battle of Ohio in most sports. Where you align between Cleveland and Cincinnati? So football, baseball, I don't know.
See, but our dilemma as Pittsburghers are we don't have a basketball team.
No, you don't.
So
you
it's kind of like who do you root for as a basketball team when you're from Pittsburgh?
You root for a PA team.
And you're not rooting for Philly. Right?
I would never root for Philly.
Yeah.
Really?
No. No. That's
technically Cleveland's closer anyway.
If we're being honest... Philly is worse than Ohio to a Pittsburgher.
Wow,
like
so
we dislike Philly more than we dislike Ohio.
Yeah.
We come together as Pennsylvanians to hate Ohio.
Do you?
Yeah, we do. We do hate Ohio together, but that just doesn't mean we like each other, though.
You know what's interesting? And I don't know why this thought dawned on me. I think it was the last time I was in California. I like forget sometimes Sacramento has a professional sports team.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know why that's not the franchise that never gets discussed in potentially moving.
If they're
going to move
one. Their basketball team is pretty good.
Yeah, they got some talent, you know?
Yeah.
A little Sabonis.
There's nothing there, though.
De'Aaron Fox.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
by the way, I've never been to Sacramento.
There's nothing there.
But I hear there's not a whole lot going on in and around those parts.
And if just because it's the capital doesn't mean that really anything.
And also, you know,
I mean, Columbus is the capital of Ohio. It doesn't host an NBA team.
And I feel like Tim Donaghy is probably responsible for, you know, their lack of.
Is Sacramento even in the playoffs right now? They're in the play-in.
No,
I think they're in the play-in right now.
Harrisburg is the capital of PA.
And, yeah, exactly. They don't have anything.
And they got a minor league baseball team, but that's, you know, no.
Sacramento's a game out football. Of the sixth seed, but right now, yeah, they are in the play-in, and they would get the Lakers in the first round.
And that could be a bad matchup for the Lakers.
Yeah. In the play-in.
Are you sure that's it? Is there four teams?
Yeah.
The playoff?
So Phoenix, is Sacramento, Phoenix seven? The Lakers, and Golden State.
Golden State, yeah.
Phoenix, Sacramento, Lakers, Golden State, yeah.
Which is a hell of a play-in group of teams.
Yeah.
Some A-listers.
I mean, nothing beats the in-season tournament, I'll tell you that. Because, I mean, that just, you know, seems like the best idea in the world now looking back on it. Just a brilliant job by the NBA to do something everybody's forgotten.
I'm glad
about
it factors into as well the postseason.
Well, yeah.
Like, right, like what they did in the in-season, that matters, right? There's like something that plays a role.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
Could you imagine solely focusing on the NBA? Like if that was your job, like, oh, I'm an NBA, I'd be like, oh, this is just not fun.
Yeah, at some point you just got to be honest about it. Like there's a lot of it that like people get worked up about that just it's not interesting. And then like a lot of the
Why not though?
It's just there's too much drama. It's too much like, you know, the load management stuff. People it just doesn't sit well with people. Oh. Like there's just you know, the in-season tournament, like it just a lot of it feels really gimmicky. Until you get to the playoffs and then things ratchet up a little bit and then it's fun. But even in the playoffs, because it's a seven-game series, there's times where, like, a team will be down.
It's not that for me. It just doesn't feel as physical. The game's too spread out. It feels like it's like isolation basketball. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like what it used to feel like where, you know, guys were going to the rim. Guys were, you know, just it was a different style of play.
Ant-Man is. Ant-Man be going to that rim, boy.
Oh, Anthony Edwards.
Ooh-wee.
He's fun.
He goes after it, dog.
One of the only ones.
Yeah, he gets.
But defensively, it's not this. Like you as a defensive player should be able to recognize there's not as much physicality as there used to be.
No, I agree. It's funny because I alluded to it coming into the show. Rob Parker said he thinks that Caitlin Clark could play in the NBA. And he said, just figure out a way to get her to run off of some picks and some screens. There's so much open space as long as you can shoot. I mean, if she can handle the switching of the weight of the ball, I mean, why couldn't she?
Well, that's kind of a big
deal.
I mean,
it'd be an interesting shakeup.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
It'd be an interesting shakeup if Caitlin Clark could play. I mean, the Big Three offered her some money to come play. I mean, that's against dudes, isn't it?
Yeah,
they don't have a women's Big Three.
I mean, I'm not quite sure Rob was able to keep a straight face while giving that take. I don't know. Like that seems like one of those ones where he puts it together and then goes, well, here goes nothing, and just kind of throws it on the air, and then we
if LeBron wasn't so old, would you have the argument and the discussion point if LeBron is playing in a league that actually could support a Caitlin Clark making it in that league? How can you have a GOAT conversation? Because no woman would be able to play in the 90s. You're not making it in the 90s. It's too physical. Just way too physical. The physicality of basketball is not there in today's NBA. There is a lot of kind of going through the motions. There is a lot of just, you know, dribble to half court, pull up, shoot.
Yeah, but you had designated shooters. Like, you had guys like Tim Legler, Steve Kerr. They weren't driving to the basket.
Hodges.
Well, Mark Price.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I mean, if you got somebody who can penetrate a defense and get deep on in there, like get real deep into the paint and challenge the rim, there's going to be someone open spotting up. That was 90s basketball. That was how it worked. You had somebody that was a slasher, and they're either going to the rim or they're going to kick it out to the guy that's open, and all the open guy had to do was make the shot. I mean, what else did you see Craig Hodges do, honestly? Like, no shade, but I'm just saying. What else did you see Craig Hodges do other than spot up and shoot?
Win the three-point contest. I think he went like two or three times, if I'm not mistaken.
So if she was a designated shooter, why would that be so outlandish to think that she could play in the NBA? I mean, at a glance, it sounds ridiculous to say it, but in the end, she is the greatest college basketball player to ever play, and it's been based upon her ability to really shoot from anywhere on the court. So why would that be outlandish?
I was going to ask this question. Like, is she the greatest ever to play just because she has the scoring title? I mean, I think that's...
I wouldn't say that, but...
Because LeBron's has a scoring title, and people still view Michael Jordan better. Some people still view Kobe Bryant as better. I mean, it depends on who you ask with all that. Like
it's like Emmitt.
But everybody's given the same. But everybody's given the same amount of time in college, though. Like it's like you have a set amount of time that you can get to the record.
Yeah, but much like we kind of pointed out how the game's changed over time, because people want to compare Caitlin Clark's records to Pete Maravich.
Right.
They didn't have a three-point line. They didn't have a shot clock. He did it in 3 years, like the amount of points he had. So not to say it's apples to apples because it's a male to a female, but there have been those changes
in the
game. But if
we're saying that if Rob Parker's out there saying that she could play in the NBA, then why not compare them?
I guess. I personally am not really trying to compare off that.
That's fair.
I can't really. I mean, Rob Parker also doesn't look at Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback in NFL
history. He's the LOAT, the luckiest of all time. Stop it.
Huh?
So, I can't respond to everything Rob Parker thinks.
I mean, let me. I tell you this right now, and I hope he hears this. If there's one thing I hate, it's Rob Parker.
Oh, wow.
I'll say that right now. I hope he hears that. Screw
but
you.
I'm still trying to get some of his merch. He told me he would send some. But then I think he was trying to get me to Apple Pay him or something.
Right.
I was like, you can't really hook up a coworker with your merch?
Yeah, he needs your information. He's got to make that happen.
And the worst is, like, well, I was back there one time when I was in the studio, because he's got, like, those patches or whatever on there. He's got, like, the branding.
Yeah.
I started to peel that off, because I noticed it was starting to fall off.
Oh,
I was like, barely even stays on.
It's a mall kiosk special. He goes to the kiosk at the mall and he gets them patched on and then slings them for triple the price. That's
Rob Parker.
And his, by the way, ordering from him, if you work here, the $4.95 shipping and handling is him going up to the fourth floor, pulling it out of a cardboard box and bringing it down the elevator. That's
hilarious.
What $4.95 is. And then didn't even bother wrapping it, just handed me the shirt. I said, did you just get this from upstairs? He goes, yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Why'd I pay $4.95 shipping and handling? Well, I handed it to you, didn't I? I paid $5 and I could have just grabbed it from the box upstairs.
You just go give Rob $5 next time you see him.
Just like, all right, here it is.
And that's what you get charged for the shipping and handling of a conversation with Rob.
It's just like he'll figure out a way. All the time. So there it is. There's our coverage.
Caitlin Clark. Does she take the $5 million or no? Yes or no?
Don't think so.
No.
I mean, one, would you think she would have chased championships in the WNBA if she could?
I mean, I feel like she can do both.
But it turns into a spectacle. If she wants to be respected.
I mean, if you can hoop in the big three and ball out and then go be a baller in the WNBA, why would that be a spectacle?
To that point, don't you feel like it's becoming something where, like, oh, now we're just offering her money because we feel like she's going to draw attention, she's going to bring viewership?
100%.
You know, it's like there's, like, is there legitimacy behind long-term her playing in it? Or is it more of just about the early on drawing attention to the big three and then kind of seeing where it goes?
I think you got to see where it goes. But if you're going to invest in something and go big with it, that's pretty big. I mean, if you think about it, who is hotter in the sport of basketball than Caitlin Clark? And to that point, right now in March, who in sports? Well, Shohei. Shohei.
Oh,
but who else? But who else?
That's probably not why you want to be hot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little infamy there.
But,
even though it shouldn't necessarily be, but it's a sword.
My only question is if they lose, right, in their next round matchup versus Colorado, which I think they should win, but if they were to lose – how much hype is there still around it? I mean, I'm still going to watch because I think Notre Dame is going to be Oregon State and they'll have a shot. They'll probably have to play South Carolina to get to the finals. But, like, it's I don't know. I look at it and I wonder how much attention will there still be at that
She's
point.
She's gotten so much attention on the sport of women's basketball. It has been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's denying it's that. Ridiculous. So, I mean, if you're going to offer her $5 million to come play 10 weeks max, 9 weeks you come up short, 8 weeks is the regular season, and you can do that, and you're going and I guess on average, what WNBA players, the highest paid, they make what, like $100,000 a year or something like that?
No, it was like 300.
Okay, 300 grand. Even if it's $300,000, you get $5 million to go play.
That's salary. I don't know what they can make in endorsements.
But wouldn't you think she's still going to make those in endorsements anyway?
I don't know. I don't know if the partnerships of the big three are as big as the WNBA.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she's still going to get the WNBA endorsements anyway.
Well, you're assuming she's playing in both.
I would assume that if she did it, she would do both. I don't think that she would choose one over the other.
They might. The big three might be saying they're making her choose one or the other because otherwise you don't have exclusivity to her playing.
I think Ice Cube came out and said that she could do both. In his interview, okay. He did an interview with McAfee. I think he said that she could. You saw it too, Eddie? Yeah. So I would do both.
I mean,
$5 million, and that's you're not coming close to that in the WNBA in a year.
She could do both all she wants. I'm not watching either. So have fun.
Oh, you know. Wow.
There's a lot going on.
Shots
Sorry.
Fired.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's cold blooded.
There's just
bro.
A lot going
he
on.
He is,
man.
That's cold blooded.
He's cold blooded.
There's a lot going on, and I don't have time to watch Caitlin Clark and the Big Three. All right. I just, and if it's Joe Clark.
That's different.
Yeah.
You play star. Basketball, don't you?
Like,
well, go ahead and jump.
But, you know.
My invitation is falling
by
off.
By the way, didn't Portnoy offer a $10 million, Lee? Like, Dave Portnoy offered her $10 million.
I think they're playing their bar stool.
Yeah, the intramurals.
Yeah, yeah. That one. That's the one. $10 million to play
I'd do
the
that
intramurals.
Too.
Because you know,
and I would choose that. And I would choose that over
the
WNBA.
Hell yes, you would dominate.
But I would make them commit to like 3-4 years. Like you got to give me a 4-year, 5-year deal of $10 million or more,
and then just bail.
Why not? Why not?
Quick $40 million.
I don't give a damn at that point. Why not? WNBA, please kick rocks. $10 million a year. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll
good
see
for
what
you,
happens.
Portnoy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking bowling ball, charge other players' rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, the man that is in is a man who is currently in L.A. for opening day in Major League Baseball, though not quite technically considering they played a couple of games over in South Korea. But John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio, MLB Insider. You also see him on MLB Network. JP, happy opening day to you, and welcome to the bright and early time slot that is L.A. in morning radio.
Good morning, my friend.
Morning.
Yes,
morning,
love to be on the air with you guys again. I remember the last time we spoke, it was evening time for me in Seoul, South Korea, back here in North America now, and so excited for this holiday that we've got today, MLB opening day.
JP, so you're in LA, and obviously the big story that, and it actually came out after the game in which we talked to you while you were at the first game of the season in South Korea, was the Shohei Ohtani gambling stuff and his interpreter and all that. How ugly could this get for Shohei, or is it kind of, you know, we've sort of moved on and now we focus and we believe his story because he's got a great reputation and now we just get ready for the season?
Well, Jonas, my view on it is this, that to this point in time, that there is no evidence that anyone has suggested publicly in any of the investigations that are going on or any reporting, there is nothing here to suggest that Shohei has bet on baseball, and he has said he has not bet on any sports. Obviously, there is the involvement of his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, a former interpreter, that has been alleged that he was involved with an illegal bookmaker, and there's an investigation still going on into that. But The good news for baseball, the good news for baseball fans, for the Dodgers, for everybody involved, is that there is no evidence here that Shohei has bet on baseball. And that is, obviously, as we know, the third rail of the sport. That's a no-no. We all understand that. And the good news is that we've got nothing to suggest that that happened. Where the investigations go from here is certainly an open question. It's not based on what we know about either the pace of MLB investigations or federal investigations. They are not known for being rapid. We are probably not going to get information on this quickly. And so what we'll probably have for a while is that we've got an ongoing investigation and then a baseball season. And that's obviously the thing that we're able to celebrate and watch unfold. And I do think, Jonas, one question that a lot of fans will have is, how does Shohei respond to the pressure and the negativity that's out there? Because to this point in his career, a lot of things have been very positive. Yes, he has not made the playoffs with the Angels, but his talent and the precociousness that he has, the joy of the game, has made a lot of things very positive for him. And this is now the first time that he might actually encounter some booing or different hostility from road crowds. And I think a lot of people wonder how he'll eventually respond. My expectation is he'll be just fine. He'll be the same player he's always been. But this is certainly one of those mental barriers that he'll have to cross. And certainly to this point, he's played two games in Korea. He played two exhibition games in L.A., and then he went down to Anaheim where he received a very warm ovation and a tribute video for having just won the MVP there last year. So it's now something that we really haven't seen yet, but it's going to be, I think, a huge part of the Dodgers' story as they move through the first several weeks of the season.
JP, I'm hoping you can help us with sorting through everything that we've kind of seen so far, because you've said, well, there's nothing that indicates that he's placed an illegal wager. However, I mean, the money was coming from his account. And I think, you know, skeptics and what we've kind of talked about is, if you are looking for an angle to take to say, hey, maybe he was betting and this guy's just his fall guy, it seems rather kind of convenient. And even how the story came out and the way it was initially introduced, it was like, no, you know, Shohei's paying off his bets. Then it's like, well, wait a second. No, he didn't know this was happening at all. It just all seemed kind of, I don't know if sloppy is the right term for it. I guess help some of the maybe skeptics out there or people who are still kind of looking at this saying, I don't know if I can believe, based on what we've seen and heard so far, that he wasn't involved in this, that he wasn't taking part in potentially laying some of these bets over the course of the last few years.
Yeah, Brady, it's a fair question. And here's the really important part of what Shohei said this week. Now, obviously, earlier in the week, Monday, he spoke with reporters. He did not take questions, but he read from a prepared statement in Japanese that was then interpreted by his new interpreter, Will Ireton, who has been a longtime Dodgers employee. And so Will is a very trusted member of the organization. He's been a Dodger for a long time. And the most important part of that statement to the question that you're asking is that Shohei said he had never willfully made a payment to an illegal bookmaker. Willfully is obviously a very important word there. The implication there is that while obviously there have been reporting about his name being on the memo line of these payments, the implication there is that obviously he's suggesting that Ippei Mizuhara effectively stole that money and through either confusing Shohei or manipulating him or gaining access to his accounts, basically moved the money from Shohei's accounts to that of the alleged illegal bookmaker. That was Ippei's doing, and that was not something that Shohei was willfully doing. That's what Shohei said on Monday. Now, the thing that I think, Brady, as we talk about what goes forward, is there is the ongoing federal investigation, and whatever statements Shohei makes to those investigators, whatever statements that Ippei Mizuhara makes to those investigators, will, one assumes, eventually see the light of day, and they will tell us a lot more, I'm sure, than whatever statements have been made publicly through spokespeople or those that have been heavily lawyered and made sure that it was obviously out in the public and in a way that the sides wanted them to be. And so the spin, the PR side of this will eventually end, and the whatever is said in the investigation will eventually carry the day. The one piece that I do think is worth noting is that this week ESPN reported that they, ESPN, was not able to confirm the statements made by Ohtani's camp last week that they had contacted the authorities and that they had initiated an investigation into what they said was a massive theft of Shohei's money. So ESPN, to this point, has not been able to confirm that request happened. And I think that is one piece of the story that certainly will be followed carefully going forward.
JP, I want to follow up with the you were just with the team and had some time to spend around them. I know that we, you know, there's the idea that we'll see how he responds to it as a player, and most likely he will respond positively and respond well. But how does this work for him emotionally and mentally, losing someone that you've been with, who you've depended on to be able to link you to the people that you're around? How does this play out in terms of how he communicates with his teammates and how he communicates with the people around him? Because I would assume that that's what made things run smooth for him, and the reason why the interpreter was around him for so long.
Well, that's an excellent point, LeVar. Ipe had extraordinary influence over Shohei day to day, and this was not just a baseball season relationship. They were extraordinarily close friends. Ipe would spend time, according to multiple accounts, at Shohei's house. They became very, very close, almost, as it's been described, like brothers. And so to have that person allegedly betray you, and certainly in a very objective way, to now realize that he's not part of Shohei's life on a daily basis anymore, is jarring. Certainly it's jarring. And even one of Shohei's teammates with the Dodgers currently said to the LA Times this week that betrayal is difficult, and that's the Dodgers really feel strongly and affirm Shohei's account that's what's happened here. And so it is a new chapter for him that he's working with a new interpreter. Interestingly, Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, said recently that perhaps that Ipe was at times a bit of a roadblock for information and made it difficult for the team, for coaches, to communicate directly with Shohei about scouting reports, other elements, and that Ipe was truly the gatekeeper. Now, obviously, that took on a new and strange and concerning meaning in the last couple weeks as we've learned what these stories are. But it is certainly a change, LeVar, to his routine and to his life in a lot of ways. I did find it very interesting that Dodger players, there was a great story written by Mike DiGiovanna this week in the LA Times. They were all very uniformly supportive of Shohei and saying that they support him 100%, that they appreciated what he said. So he has, I think right now, the support of the room very, very strongly. I do wonder, though, as the season goes along, inevitably there are going to be tough stretches, even for teams that are great. And if they get off to a difficult April, what happens in terms of just the harmony of the room and how everybody handles things? These are all open questions. It's why I think this team is going to be followed in a different way than almost any other baseball team I can remember. This, in my own mind, I'm just going back in time, and I almost think about this as the LeBron, Wade, and Bosch Miami Heat, and how they were covered, and how there was such win now immediacy on them, and if whenever they struggled, a number of fans around the country were cheering about it, and I wonder how much negativity this team will face if they go through a prolonged stretch of losing. It's just and how Shohei responds to that, LeVar, to your question, because he's never quite been at the center of a negative story before. And while this is, you know, from his own standpoint, he says, not his doing, it's still a very complicated one that is not going to go away anytime soon.
Get him on Twitter at John Morosi. He is John Paul Morosi, Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network Insider, and always a pleasure to have you on with us. Thanks, JP. Enjoy Dodger Stadium. Enjoy the festivities. Appreciate you waking up early with us.
Thanks, JP. Guys. Happy opening day to you. Look forward to many, many conversations ahead here this baseball season. Thanks for everything, guys.
Sounds good,
there
JP.
He is. That's all awesome. Right. There he is, John Paul Morosi. Good stuff.
162 games.
Big time. Excellent.
All right, Lee. Can we get a ruling?
What a bunch of
Lee is on the phone. Lee got a call because of how great we are. How great my question was.
I mean, you didn't get complimented for your question.
Lee, did the thumbs go up immediately upon the completion of my question by you? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Lorena, did it go up? Did your thumb go up, Lorena?
My thumb always goes up.
All right.
And by the way, he did tell me.
I was looking for support, but okay. All right.
And when I talked to JP after, he said, great time as always, fellas.
Yeah.
Well,
because he is a great
I would just say this, okay?
Thanks, JP.
Jonas, for the record, got absolutely nothing.
No response.
And he went out of turn, which is kind of karma.
Yeah.
Wait.
In my defense, all right,
I forget what he said, but it was something.
Oh, he said fair question.
Your question was a tad bit long.
It's not
though,
a
Q.
Zero.
It was a tad bit long. I'm just saying. I got in there, I got out, and I got excellent. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, no, you got need to get excellent question. You got excellent point.
Yeah, all right. Well,
which we did discuss in the chat. I'll give you the win. I don't think it should be a full point, though.
Okay.
Because he didn't compliment you on your question. He just complimented you on something you said.
I'll take that. Even though it was a question, he did at some point.
For the record.
During the
Jonas got nothing.
For the record, Jonas got nothing.
But
I will go with that.
I have an excuse. I'm focused on bigger things like the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge.
Pause. There you go.
You know, that's the win I'm focused on.
All right.
So, you know, if you guys
that's what you're focused
this.
On? Because you are number one on the host poll.
For a few more hours.
Okay.
That's
right.
It all goes downhill.
I'm going to go grab it.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.